Now, be honest, when you first heard that gospel, weren't you just a little shocked, a little upset at Jesus' attitude? I mean, it just goes to prove that even Jesus has one of those days occasionally. It just proves that he gets to that place where it's like, if one more person asks me one more thing, I'm going to lose it. And so he totally ignores this woman's request at first. And the disciples are like, get rid of her. She's driving us nuts. And she persists. Lord, come on. I need you. I need your help. I know you can do it. And then he says the worst insult of all. He says to her, I am not going to give what I'm supposed to give to the children to dogs. What? And she just doesn't miss a beat. She goes, well, even dogs get the scraps. So I'll take whatever you give. And what's his response? Oh, woman, great is your faith. You see, I think Jesus wants to use this as a teaching moment, not only for his disciples, but for all of us. They have the understanding, and sometimes we do too, that they're more privileged. After all, they're hanging out with Jesus. They've kind of got, you know, things all wrapped up, and obviously he's not going to worry about some person of some other country or nationality or way of life. He's going to only focus on them. So they use this as an opportunity. And it seems to me, it's always very interesting, it seems to me that people who don't have a lot often are the people of great faith. Because faith and that relationship with God keeps them together. It brings joy to their heart. And whatever little they have, they're very grateful for. And whatever little they receive, they're very grateful for. But sometimes I think all the stuff that we have, all the things that distract us, sometimes can lead us to being individuals whose pride is so great that we fail to lower our head and see the need beyond ourselves. I worked in the suburbs for a great many years, and there was a particularly cold winter, and I thought, well, I need to reconnect with the poor. So it just so happened that there was a sale going on at Walgreens or CVS or one of those places, and they were selling those blankets for about like $5 a piece. So on my day off, I got in my car and I went to three or four of those places and bought up all their blankets and put them all in the back seat of my car, loaded it up, and loaded up the rest of the front seat, and then headed down so that I could hit the streets and give blankets to those people on the streets. So I did, passed them out. Everything seemed to be going well. People were gracious. It was below zero outside, so I'm sure they were grateful for any kind of help. So, and I was feeling pretty good about myself, you know, because that's really why we do charity, so we can feel good about ourselves, honestly. So I'm heading back, and I had three blankets left. And as I was heading out, I see out of the corner of my eye this guy laying on the cement of a sidewalk. No coverings, shabby clothes, very thin type clothes, just laying on the sidewalk. So I spun around with an illegal U-turn, not the first time, and not for such a good reason. But anyway, got to him, drove up alongside, got out of my car with the three blankets under my arm, and I went over to him and I said, would you like a blanket? He said, oh, I really would be grateful. He said, they stole my he said, they last night, he said, I was beat up and they stole my sleep roll. And I said, well, take all three. And he said, no, no, no. He said, on a day like this, I'm certain that somebody else might need it. So I explained to him what I had done and what my mission was for the day. And after that, he agreed to take all three blankets. And then I saw him and I said to him, I said, have you eaten yet? And he said, oh, I haven't eaten in a couple of days. So I went to my car and I had stopped and got some fast food that I was taking back with me. And so I grabbed it and brought it to him. And he said, he started to cry. And he said, I can't thank you enough. I said, well, you're welcome. And he said, no, you don't understand. He said, I just, before you got here, said a prayer. And I said to the Lord, look, either take me or yell at somebody to help me. So thank you for listening. Well, I was just overwhelmed. I got back into my car and I cried all the way home. Because I realized how my little task that was supposed to make me feel so great had such an incredible impact on this person who had nothing. The scraps, right? I think one of the things that Jesus wants to share with us today and challenge us is to realize, look, you don't have to sell all you have and give it to the poor. You don't have to do anything great and dynamic or whatever the case may be. But what you do have to do is remember the scraps. Jesus will give you whatever you need, even if it's the scraps, and it'll be enough to make a difference in other people's lives. It will make a difference in your life. It will make a difference in your heart. It'll make a difference in your salvation. Jesus invites us today to challenge ourselves and say, how great is my faith? What little do I have left after I've given it all away somehow? Or if I feel like if one more person asks me one more thing, what do I have? What scraps do I have left over that God's going to use to make a difference in somebody's life and my life? Let's ask the Lord today to remind us what it is that we have been blessed with and how much we can bless others with that. And I don't mean our possessions. I mean our faith.